Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we do this every Tuesday morning. We're going to continue that because Sam is in a great spot. Me, I like one of my spots, not so much on the other one. BetMGMNetwork.com, that takes you to the Odyssey app. Make sure you follow the show. Check it out. Listen on demand on a daily basis. YouTube, Twitch, at the BetMGM Network. Subscribe over on YouTube. All right, Heisman Watch. Let's go to the top of the board. Updated odds. Sam's happy. He's got Carson Beck back on top. I see a co-favorite situation going on. Plus 350 along with Simpson. You've got Beck and Simpson. And while we've talked about the idea that, you know, it's going to be tough for Beck to impress, at least this week he's got a Friday game. So it's kind of like an island game where you're going to be featured. So eyes will be on him on Friday night as Miami takes on Louisville. Beck and Simpson on top. Third favorite, Mendoza. Plus 550 of Indiana. And then we get to the Ohio State guys at 14-1. You've got Jeremiah Smith saying the quarterback, 15-1. Moore falls down to 17-1. Reed, 20-1, along with Chambliss there. Maeva, 22-1. Gunnar Stockton, 25-1. A big opportunity to impress this weekend. So that's where we are at the top of the Heisman odds board over at BetMGM. Sam, first thoughts.
I'm nervous about Marcel Reed. That's the guy that I feel like has a nice track to get hot and maybe take this over if A&M can keep winning these big games, right? That's the one guy that makes me nervous. I was on the flagship yesterday, and Nick asked, you know, who makes you nervous? Because I've got Beck and Simpson, believe it or not, at really good numbers. So as one handicapper would say, I maybe have cornered the market on the Heisman Trophy. To have Beck and Simpson co-favored, I'm in a good spot. But who ruins it, right? Who's going to rain on my parade? If I had to pick one guy, I think it's Reed. Maybe Chambliss, but I don't know if Chambliss is going to play enough to win the Heisman. They got a big game this week too, Ole Miss. But those are the guys that kind of speak to me when you look at the board at MGM. It's not Mendoza. I like Indiana a ton. He was just okay against Oregon. He wasn't great. He was good. He wasn't great. And then the Ohio State guys have always thought they were going to kind of steal away from each other, like Sain and Smith. They're both very good players, but how do you separate one from the other? So I'm okay there. It's not going to be Dante Moore. Nope. To me, it's Reed or Chambliss. Those are the guys that scare me the most.
I feel the media falling in love with Mendoza. Like, he's really good in the interviews. If you saw the post-game interview after they won, like, you can feel it. I thought he was going to be a bit higher because we talked about that idea. Okay, if Indiana wins, how high is Mendoza going to jump? He jumped. He jumped a number of spots, just not high enough, but he does crack the top three right now. You're right about pointing out the Ole Miss Georgia game, because the winner of that one is going to jump up. It kind of probably doesn't matter what the stats are. They're going to jump up. Now, if the stats are terrific, they're going to take a big leap forward, but they're bunched up in that same range. It's a good place to start. Who are you scared of since you've cornered the market? I was thinking about that this morning. So I was looking at on ESPN, they have the remaining strength of schedules. According to their numbers, these are, you know, going to be the toughest ones. And I was looking at the tougher teams with the roads that they have, with the quarterbacks that have been loosely mentioned or recognizable names, right, with the Heisman. And I was going through those, and Reed is in that conversation. Of the names I wrote down, he has the fourth toughest schedule, which is not a bad thing. It's actually a really good thing, right? Like, you have these opportunities to impress in front of the nation. If you need to jump up and get into this Heisman race, if you're looking for that, looking for value, you want guys that are going to have a tough road because that means they're going to have opportunity. So Reed was the fourth one I wrote down. I'm just going in order. This is not by favorites. And I'll just throw them at you and you tell me if they have a chance. I know where you're going to stand on this, but let's clear the record. Of the quarterbacks that have been mentioned, Oklahoma, tough schedule. Ton of spots to improve, but you're awful off the injury.
Stop.
No, I'm just bringing. Stop. Sam, I'm not making a case. I'm just saying that he has a lot of big spots coming up. Does he not?
He does, but he ain't winning it. Ain't happening.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have to look back. I don't think we've ever had a Heisman winner where they have an awful game like that, right? Like I don't remember off the top of my head if it's ever happened.
It's only because he's hurt, though. Like, I'm not trying to say that things were lined up improperly. He just got hurt. And I also I was talking to a couple guys last night, and they think Venables put him in a terrible spot. Terrible.
Yeah.
And
probably should have been
not only to not only start him, but then not pull him when it was very obvious to anybody watching the game that it wasn't it, and he couldn't. Like, he was just out there whipping it, right? He didn't know what was going. He had no idea where things were going. He was just out there chucking it. That was a bad look, I think, for Oklahoma. But unfortunately for a lot of people that had good positions on Mateer, the kid just got hurt. I mean, if you get hurt, you're not going to win the Heisman, and that's what it was. If he's healthy, it's a much different conversation today, but he's not.
Yeah. After all that chatter about him, like, we've got to bring it up and, like, just say where we stand right now. There's a reason he's 100-1 at some spots. Okay. The range is 40 to 100. There's a reason for that. So, yeah, that's the sentiment on him right now. I mentioned there's one I have a piece of that I feel is not an awful position. He'd have to some climbing to do. Yeah. Yeah. So they have a tough schedule moving forward, a lot of spots to impress. They go to South Bend this weekend, big win over Michigan over the weekend. South Bend. And then later in the year, they go to Oregon. So if he has a good run here, USC only one loss on the season. USC, if they're in the mix for the Big Ten at the end, he continues to put up the stats. He's number one in QBR, number one in EPA in the nation. He's 22-1 over at BetMGM.
Yeah, that's a guy who has two really high octane games too coming up, not only at Notre Dame, but then you go at Nebraska. If you win both of those because of the quarterback, dead on, he's gonna elevate for sure. He could be one of those guys in that 10-1 range for sure. I mean, if they beat Notre Dame in South Bend, you're gonna see that price get halved. And then if they beat Nebraska, man, I mean, he could just be on the elevator right near the top. And then you beat Northwestern at home, you should. You beat Iowa, then you go to Oregon. A 10-1, potentially 11-1. Well, you're going to beat UCLA. You should, barring something crazy in the water in Los Angeles. You should win that one. So, look, if you go 11-1 and he keeps putting up numbers, maybe that's a guy that I should add to my scared list. I didn't have him. I'm more scared of Reed because I think A&M's a better team. But the path is certainly there for Maiava. As for the Heisman poll that we brought up last week from The Athletic, so they have Mendoza number one. He's got 68 points. They do first, second, and third place votes. Mendoza in first, 68. Ty Simpson has 43. So a nice gap there between Mendoza and Simpson, which you just talked about. The media definitely likes Mendoza. And then Reuben Bain is on line three with 20 points. Carson Beck only has 5 points in this poll.
Why?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why?
I don't know. Because he has a punchable face, maybe?
Like, the stats are there, too. He's sixth in the nation in QBR. Like, right there with Sain and Stockton. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get it, man. Did you want the on-three one?
Sure, yeah. Let's see what they think. What do they have Carson Beck? 11th?
No, they have him 4th.
Oh, okay. Same as the athletic poll.
They go Ty Simpson, Mendoza, Bain, Beck, Chambliss, your top five.
Oh, Chambliss isn't even on this list at the Athletic. So that's interesting.
Huh. Might be in a week after Saturday. Could be.
So do you think USC is going to beat Notre Dame? Not can they, because of course they can. Do you think they're going to go to South Bend and win?
Man, it's just going to be a shootout back and forth.
Yeah, and their running backs are hurt too. That's the other thing. USC's top two running backs are both hurt. So if it's going to happen, it's going to be via the right arm of Maiava.
Yeah. I'm thinking very close game. That's what I'm thinking. Like if Notre Dame wins by multiple scores, that would surprise me a little bit. But I want to think more about that. But I tell you, with Notre Dame, the concern is always the pass defense, right? And have they faced a quarterback like this? Nope. So that would scare me a little bit. The over is jumping this week for a reason. So, yeah, no, it's going to be a good matchup, man. Looking forward to it. It's been a while since we've seen Notre Dame and USC both at the same time looking good and facing off under the lights over in South Bend. I want to throw one name that is off the radar. He should be off the radar. But I'm just asking, path-wise, could he get back into the conversation? Was there at the start of the year? The numbers have not been impressive, okay? 9 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. I'm only asking because people know the name. Team could have success. We'll have opportunities to impress, okay? Talking about Nussmeier. Tough schedule moving forward. LSU only has one loss, next 3 games, at Vandy, hosting Texas A&M, at Bama. They end the season at Oklahoma. So there's a lot of spots. If we see last year's Nussmeier, where, whoa, maybe he could enter the conversation. He's 55-1. It's a long shot, should be a long shot. Had 2 picks last week. Do you see a path for Nussmeier, or are you looking at their offense right now and saying, no, it's not going to work?
The path is there, but I feel like they want you to bet Nussmeier. They're willing to push him out. You know, you mentioned 55-1. I saw a 70-1 at one sports book. So it feels like they want you to come in and bet Nuss. I don't think he's that good. I don't. So I wouldn't be burning any money on Garrett Nussmeier. That's a personal preference there. I understand, though, when we talk about path, it's there. But to expect him to beat all those teams, I don't think it's going to happen. I feel a lot better about Ty Simpson, you know, given the path. And obviously, one of the co-favorites. Look at that path. After beating Georgia, Vandy, and Mizzou, bang, 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 you got Tennessee up next at home. You go at South Carolina. You're home against LSU, you're home against Oklahoma, then you play, for some reason, you play Eastern Illinois in the middle there, okay? and then you wrap up the season at Auburn. He made some throws in that Mizzou game. I watched the entire game, Bama-Mizzou. That fourth quarter, he was exceptional. And there were some Jets fans I saw on social, like, oh, there's our next quarterback. I'm like, oh, great, let's ruin his life. Let's bring him to the Jets. Yeah, that'll fix everything, right? That will be the answer. Ty Simpson will save the Jets. All that said, I think that path is reasonable. And I also, I like Bama. I think Bama against Tennessee, better team. Bama better than LSU. Bama better than Oklahoma. And Bama should beat Auburn. It was funny because we had Brad Powers on this show before the season. And he said Alabama was his team to beat across the entire nation. And then they lost to Florida State. And everybody's like, oh, well, they stink now. Maybe just a bad spot. Maybe just a bad game. Maybe a lot of things went against them. They've been very impressive, Joe. And Matoy Pearson, who I talk to every single week, he's got Bama as his number two team in power rating right now. Ohio State 1, Alabama 2, Miami 3.
One quarterback that I was very surprised, an SEC guy, where they are in the stats, and they're going to have a big chance to impress this weekend, Gunnar Stockton. Is that a guy you're concerned about at all? I wouldn't be either. I'm like, six passing touchdowns. But I'm like, how is he this high in all of these numbers? He does have six rushing touchdowns. But, yeah, even if they win against Ole Miss, I wouldn't be concerned. Read Maiva. Those are the two. And if you're betting one, if you were to jump in on one, would it be Maiva just because of this weekend?
Are you going to call your shot? If you tell me they're going to beat ND, I'll jump in right now.
Let me get back. Let me get back to you. I think there's a very good chance that they do. See, I'm holding the ticket too, so like I'm a little biased on that. On
I
that
could
front,
jump in. I could jump in right now on Jaden Maiva. Yeah.
What's the best number you see?
25.
Yep. Yep. That's what I see. Somewhere in that range. All right. We'll talk about it. I know we'll talk about that game a whole lot throughout the week. MLB playoffs. Give you latest odds, maybe some MVP looks for the World Series next on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.